Every 3 weeks, Sabah comes to the Sabrata Clinic for chemotherapy. It's one of 5 clinics for cancer patients in the country. People from across the West come seeking treatment. But after more than a decade of conflict and political divisions in Libya, medicine and resources are scarce.
The problem is with the medicine. It's just not available. Sometimes I can't afford to buy it in the markets, and I have to skip a chemotherapy session.
Mohammed Jama needs chemotherapy every 2 weeks. He says he drives more than 150 kilometers to get here.
I have colon cancer, and it has spread to my liver. The government doesn't provide enough medicine. I take 3 different types of medication for my chemotherapy, and only one is available now.
Those who can afford it try to find medicine privately, but it's expensive.
My pension is less than $100 a month. If my medicine isn't provided here, it costs more than $2,000 a month. I've had to sell almost everything I have and borrow money from friends and family.
We are a rich country. The government can easily provide us with our medicine.
The Misrata Cancer Clinic is Libya's largest and best equipped.
With 25,000 cancer patients registered in Libya, including more than 6,000 children, the health system has struggled to treat them. Many people blame the government. No one from the Tripoli administration wanted to comment.
The Misrata Clinic has 350 beds, but more than 13,300 cancer patients, including children, are registered here.
Unfortunately, all public clinics face many challenges due to the political divisions. Unqualified people are put into senior positions in the ministries and are unable to make the necessary decisions to provide the clinics with the medication needed to treat the patients on a consistent basis.
Libya has Africa's largest reserves of crude oil and should be a prosperous country. People here hope its instability can be overcome, so future generations won't face the same hardships. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Misrata.